Kevin Rogers, the starting quarterback for the Henderson State Reddies, joining us, coming off we talk about the other end of the spectrum from what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
An historic weekend and a victory over McKendree. 28-36, 442 yards, 7-8, 17, 47, 6-60. It's not a combination. It was the length of his touchdown passes, record-setting 7 TDs. That's pretty impressive.
That's spinning the ball, my man.
And by pretty impressive, I mean unbelievably impressive. He joins us now on the Revolution Hotline. Kevin Rogers, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm awesome. Thank you for asking. You are from Rockwall, Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
That's that little community right there where you cross the bridge over the big lake there going into Dallas. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
Derek Hood lives in Rockwall. That's right. I know exactly where that is.
True story, Kevin. I was on the road to a game out of town one time, and I'm making unbelievable time. I mean, no regard for the speed limit whatsoever.
Right.
I get there in like 3 hours and something from Little Rock. I'm flying. And I get to the bridge, and it's all backed up. An 18-wheeler had smashed through the median. There was a big ball of fire. Traffic in both directions shut down for 3 hours.
So what'd you do?
Sat there like a goon.
Did you get out?
No,
Yes, I did.
No, I actually did. I stood there, and I looked at the beautiful lake. Hate that. Hmm. But anyway, I digress. Congratulations on an unbelievable performance this weekend, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Now tell me about this. We talk about overcoming adversity. You did not get off to your best start ever. A couple of interceptions may or may not have been your fault from what I understand, but did not get off to the best start. How do you overcome that kind of start and have the kind of day you did?
Well, yeah, certainly you're right. It was an awful start, to tell you the truth. And, you know, I think we had 4 turnovers, 2 fumbles, and then 2 interceptions. And you can go ahead and blame that on me. You know, it's always going to be the quarterback's fault. So, you know, it certainly took a lot. We had to get our minds right. You know, we didn't really come into that game too focused, so we had to overcome some adversity and get rolling. And once we did, you know, I think it showed that we did roll.
With his 7 touchdowns this weekend, he now has 11 on the season, which means he has more touchdown passes than any quarterback in the United States this year, any division, which is awfully good.
Oh, yeah.
So what's been the key for success, and how much of it would you say is your fear of Coach Maxfield?
Well, probably all of it is fear of Coach Maxfield, you know, going out there every day, you know, fearing your life. So, but, you know, it all comes down to the coaches and how they prepared us. And you know, they do a real good job of preparing us each week and, you know, getting us and putting us in the right positions to make plays. And also, you know, the O-line did a great job, gave me all the time in the world. And the receivers got open. And, you know, my job is easy. I just throw them the ball and they do the work. So they did
now,
a real good job.
When someone has that kind of a game in basketball, they'll say the rim or the hoop looks like you're shooting it into an ocean. Now, when you have a game like that you just had, what does it look like? Do the receiver's hands look like the size of like the Empire State Building? I mean, how can you compare that when you're just spinning it and you get that focus?
I mean, yeah, you could say it's pretty much the same feeling. You're just back there and you just kind of feel it, and you know the ball is just coming out nice, and you're. It really builds your confidence and, you know, knowing that he's going to catch the ball and knowing that it's going to turn into a touchdown and stuff like that, and just knowing that, you know, nothing can stop you. And so it's a real good feeling.
Nothing has stopped you in a while. Name the Division II National Offensive Player of the Week, and you were also the 3 times in a row now, going back to last season, GAC Offensive Player of the Week. So consistency is a key, and that's one thing. But to carry over the consistency from the end of last season to the start of this season, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it took a lot of preparation, and you know we kind of had a bad taste in our mouth from you know the way we performed last season. You know, we ended it on the right note, but it really motivated us to work hard and you know keep improving over the summer and the off-season workouts.
Now listen, I don't want to start anything, and I don't want to stir the pot, but I have to say, just looking at the standings and the performances so far, best 2 teams in the GAC just happen to be across the street from each other. Mm. This could shape up to be a pretty interesting season for the Arkadelphia Rivals.
Yeah, it definitely could be. And it wouldn't be the first time. I know when I was in high school, I don't know if you've ever heard of Highland Park.
Mm-hmm.
That turned out to be, you know, 2 undefeated teams, us and Rockwall, or Rockwall and Highland Park.
Yeah.
And at the end of the season, it turned out to be the same thing for the district championship. So, it, you know, it may turn out that way.
How'd you come out in that one?
We won.
Isn't Matt Stafford from Highland Park?
He is.
Yeah.
You
I'm
know
glad
how he
you
said
guys
that?
Beat
He's
him.
Like, he is.
Yeah, that's the big-time rival. You can hear it in his voice.
I don't like Matt Stafford.
He's going to smash somebody.
The Lions lose every game this year.
But, yeah, I mean, but, you know, as I said before, it's only the third game of the season, and you know we have to take it game by game.
So what
in order to get in order to get to that point, we have to keep winning. So
yeah, absolutely.
Who do you have this week, Kevin?
We have Arkansas Tech.
Okay, well there you go. There's a great program certainly over the years, and I know they've early on here. So
what Arkansas college that you play? That's the probably the toughest environment that you guys have to go into.
That's a real tough choice. I mean,
the rowdiest, the rudest. Get after you.
The rowdiest and the rudest.
From the time you step off the bus.
I haven't played at Tech in 2 years. But, honestly, I'd say when we walk across the street to OBU, we have a lot of support, but there's a lot of intensity going on in that game.
Yeah, okay.
Is that the end of the season again this year?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good. Boy, yeah, I love it. He said that exactly the same way he talked about his old rivals back in Texas. That's good stuff. Well, man, good luck the rest of the way, Kevin. It's been a great story. And
what's your major, Kevin?
Business management.
What do you want to do long term?
I'm thinking about going to law school after this.
Show off.
Not bad. That's cool. Have you identified a few schools that you'd like to go to?
Yeah, I'd really like to stay in the South. I'd go to Arkansas, Ole Miss, anything, any place like that.
We just had a woman on that is a sports business writer, and she said that you see an enrollment increase in schools that have successful athletic programs. So would you be swayed to go to a law school that has got pretty good football for you to watch every Saturday?
I think I would be, because it would be, a good deal, a nice little package deal to go watch football every Saturday and, go learn at law school at the same time.
And then you could represent some of the players whenever they get in trouble in the offseason, too.
Getting
good with those guys.
I might get my foot in the door with that. So.
There you go, big guy.
Be a good deal.
Now you're thinking.
If you're looking for a team with a lot of success, you may want to open up your law school choices beyond Arkansas and Ole Miss.
Kevin Rogers is looking for a school that has a lot of success on the field and a lot of criminals off the field for him to help his law practice.
USC it is. Have All fun right. out there. That'll be awesome. And the weather's great.
Notre Dame's looking for some thugs.
Well, that's
just
true.
Just ask Alan Pinkett, whatever his name is.
So you don't remember when Pinkett played. That's the you just missed that
I
window.
Just missed it. Yeah. I'm a big, huge ND fan.
I remember watching Pinkett play.
What about, other than Henderson State, Kevin, is there another college team you don't miss a game if you guys aren't playing?
Who did you grow up as a fan of?
Growing up in Texas, I was a fan of Texas teams. But to be honest with you, I'm not really a diehard fan for any one team. Watching a conference like the Southeastern Conference. And I just enjoy college football.
Are you a Cowboys fan?
Yes, diehard.
So, you think they're going to be all right?
Yeah, I think they'll be good. That they've improved a lot. Their secondary's improved. Which that's good to see. And
Tony or anti Tony?
I'm pro Tony. I think, if he just stays consistent, they'll be fine.
See, coming from Mr. Consistency, that's good advice. Well, listen, Kevin, we appreciate it. Good luck, my friend. Thanks for coming on with us, and hopefully you put up some numbers like this again, and we'll get you back on.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Take care. What a nice kid.